Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everybody. Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. This is another Thursday night and another time to look at alternatives to what is out there for healing modalities. And tonight we're going to spend most of the time on what makes this program different, what makes this practice that I have different, and why I'm on the radio talking to people internationally so that this word can get out, because the healing and the high accuracy of diagnosing with what's called dowsing has been tremendous. And because I've had so many years working with it, starting with my wife and I, and moving out into my clients and getting such tremendous results and having results coming back after blood tests from doctors. And as you know, what they normally say is, whatever you're doing, keep it up. So this is what we're going to spend time on tonight. And so this is information that you don't get out in the general arena of health or even in the alternative health. And before we start, I want to give a number, since this is a live show. If you wish to call in at 1-888-815-9756 in the next 55 minutes, I will be happy to do what's called dowsing and see if you're in the healthy spin zone. And we'll talk more about that, but it's vibrational picking up of cell level between myself and the client or person that I'm talking with. And I just have to tell you that this is a God-given gift, because for a long time I didn't go out and do this as a practice, and I kept this information to myself, and my wife and I worked with it and got tremendous results. And as time went on, and all of the positive feedback has come, I've more and more expanded to the point that I'm doing the internet radio show each Thursday night. It's been very, very exciting. And obviously there's a lot of people out there that are hurting and not getting results, and they're spending a lot of money, and this is not the time to be spending a lot of money, everyone, with the economy like it is. So if you're going to spend some money on your health, which is paramount, you want to make sure that the bullets count, and that what is going on in your system is what is right for your genetics. And you're going to hear more about genetics and blueprints of the human body, and this is what I work with. So, if you will call in and wish to speak to me tonight, we'll spend a few minutes and I'll do a very basic dowsing. See where you are in the healthy zone and look at a couple of areas or organs if you'd like me to. And then, if you are more interested and want more information, you can call me during the week at my office, and I'll give you that number. But right now, to call in, And any time, just interrupt me, and I'll jump right on it, and we'll start our dowsing. 1-888-815-9756. Okay, let's start with what we've all been brought up with and that we're all familiar with, and that is our regular medicine, allopathic medicine, our modern medicine with medical doctors and so forth. And that is our major modality. And the second way that we can go, and more hundreds of thousands of people turn as the years go on, they're not getting the results, and they're not happy with the medical community, and they have gone into what's called alternative medicine. And I started in alternative medicine as a doctor, PhD nutritionist, and when I started many, many years ago with this, I was like all of our other alternative people, where I was giving out vitamin therapy and giving out the latest diet, whether it was Atkins or the different low-fat diets that are out there and so forth. And we'll talk more about that as we go along. I want to give you a third alternative, an alternative that is different than the other two. And how is it different? Why is my practice different, and what kind of results am I getting? Number one, the biggest thing that I work with is individual genetics of an individual person. Now, you know, years ago there was a book written about Eat Right for Your Blood Type, and the philosophy of that is exactly what I use. The difference is that my practice goes in through the dowsing to the individual blueprint. That means that if you take four or five type O's or five or six type A's, whatever, and they came into my office, and with dowsing, be right there, I'll finish the sentence, and with their dowsing, we find out that they're all different, so blood type is not specific enough. Hello, who am I speaking with? Yes. Good evening. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who am I speaking with, and where are you from?
This is Danielle. Danielle?
Danielle?
Yes, and I'm calling from San Jose, California.
All right. Out in San Jose.
Yeah.
Okay, Danielle. Would you like a very basic dowsing here tonight, or do you have a specific question at this point?
Yes.
Or would you like me to just go ahead and get into it?
Yes, I just wanted to have a general idea of what's going on with my health.
Okay.
And to see what might come up.
Okay. All right. Now, I have three basic quadrants that I use. And folks, I'm using what's called a dowsing rod or a pendulum, and this is what I do, is to pick up vibrational frequencies. You know, there are a lot of different things you can call what I do. It can be called vibrational medicine. It can be called being a healer, which I am. Okay, it is dealing with vibration. And it's also dealing with the individual genetics. So, the three quadrants, there is a negative, unhealthy zone, and then there is a neutral zone, and then there is a healthy zone. And the healthy zone that my clients are in are above the bar than the basic medical community's judgment of what health is. In other words, we're picking up and taking care of problems early on at cell level before they become so magnified to the point where, quote, modern, unquote, machines can pick up, whether it's cancer or other things that are going on in the system. So being very healthy is what my clients who stick with me over the months and the years, that's where they are. And right now you're in the neutral zone. So
okay.
That's very average. How old are you?
I'm 53.
53, okay. Now, what I generally do is I look at three different areas of the system, and I ask permission from you, would you like me to look at the heart? Would you like me to look for cancer? Would you like me to check your sugar levels and diabetic situation? Are you comfortable with that? Okay. Let's start with the heart. Okay. And your heart is in the neutral zone, and it is not in a severe negative zone. There are some nutritional deficiencies that are not getting to the heart, and people don't realize that's one of the basic organs that can be reversed if it's very negative. And the way it's done is putting in the proper nutrients into the body for that heart to rebuild itself. And it doesn't take drugs to make it healthy. It actually is taking the right kind of nutrition, because there, most of the time there are nutritional deficiencies that are at the core. So is there any blockage or plaque? There's a minimal amount, Danielle. There's approximately 15%, 10 to 15% blockage. That's unfortunately very common. My clients who stick with us don't have any blockage in their arteries, and our program addresses that and takes care of it. The second area we're going to go to is the diabetic situation, and your insulin level is normal levels, and the sugar levels are fine, and your pancreas is not enlarged, and that's what usually happens when people are pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetics. That pancreas gets overworked by putting out so much insulin to neutralize the sugar that we take in. And I might mention, Danielle, for the people listening out there, diabetes is more than just eating sweets and staying away from candy and ice cream. Unfortunately, the American Cancer Society is telling a one-size-fits-all, which is very, very dangerous and untrue, to tell people that everybody should be eating 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And let me tell you, fruit is a sugar. It's a natural sugar. It's fructose, but it's going to too much fruit. Having been the former juice man back in the early 90s, I learned this during my tenure when I went around the country working on seminars and giving talks and having my day in the sun, so to speak, with radio and TV. And I realized, too, that there are people who are juicing out there that are harming and causing type 2 diabetes in their body, but they're listening to the American Cancer Society telling everybody. And some people can handle that sugar, and a lot of people can't. So you're good in that area. The third...
So I would be in the neutral zone?
Yes.
For the pancreas?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay.
It's all. It's very... It's in a higher neutral area. So that's doing better than certainly the artery blockage that you had, and the heart, you know, is doing in the neutral area, as I mentioned, and more nutritional deficiencies. So let's take a look at something quite interesting for those people out there who have been told by their doctor or nutritionist or whomever over the years, or they've read it somewhere. They will tell you that everybody has some cancer cells and tumors that are floating around. It doesn't mean you're going to get cancer, but it means that it's very, very common. It's so common that it's called normal. Well, I've got to tell you, everyone, that in our practice, our people don't have any cancer or cells that are generated at the cell level. And Danielle, you do have what's called common cells at cell level. They haven't developed into stages of cancer, and you may never get it, but it depends on your predisposition, your genetics, whether you're going to someday be in store for something like that. So that is can be eradicated. In fact, in the first 60 to 90 days in our program, those cells disappear. So that's a general dousing situation that's going on. I cover those three areas. Is there anything else you wanted me to look at? Danielle?
I was just trying to think. I haven't been sleeping very well. I was just wondering what might be causing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that, and I'm going to cover it because we'll hang up, and you can hang up and you can listen to the eating plan that I offer people. Not a diet. It's got nothing to do with low fat, high fat, carbs. It's got nothing to do with any of that. It's got to do with lectins or protein substances. So what you can do is to listen as we go through this hour, and I will cover that. And let me give you a number, Danielle, where we can talk with a free consultation. If you call my office, if you've got a pen there or a pencil, and write this number down, it's 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, and that is 9 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. You know, you're on Pacific, Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. I'll be happy to go further, give you a more involved dousing, tell you more about the program and the cost and so forth. So give a listen, and we'll cover the eating plan, and I'll explain the generalities and go into detail with you if you give me a call, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Well,
I appreciate
thank you
it.
For calling.
Sure, thank you.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, this is continuing on with the three modalities, and I wanted to mention, what is the difference between regular modern medicine, alternative medicine, and what my practice is all about? Another main difference is I am not treating anybody's symptoms. I'm not treating anybody's symptoms. I am looking at the genetics of the individual person, and we're all different. Remember that. You're not like your siblings or your parents. There's going to be variations through the genes, and all my job is to pick up the vibrations of what's compatible and what's not compatible. So I am bringing a homeostasis or a balance to the body, okay? When I bring that balance into your blueprint with supplementation, a specific energy water, and this particular eating plan, guess what, everybody? Guess what? The body heals itself. Wow, what a concept. You know, this is the way it's supposed to be. We've decided that we're going to treat everything and treat a symptom. And when you treat symptoms, sit down and palliate it, but you're not removing the causes. Good evening. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Anybody there? Hello? Getting call-ins, but I'm not sure if they're hanging on. Hello? Okay, I'll keep going, and maybe they'll dial again. So we are, in my practice, removing the causes, and I think it'll make a little more sense as we move along and I go into more detail about what I do. But if you take the alternative medicine, okay, I want natural, I want herbs, I want vitamins, okay, that's fine, except, number one, how do you know that the vitamins that you're taking work in your body? Maybe they work for your cousin and your friend at work, but maybe not for you. It's guesswork, folks. It's guesswork. And this is what we're looking at. We want to get away from that, and that's what I've been blessed with, this dowsing technique, to be able to separate what I do from taking herbs or taking antioxidants and taking all these things. And I'm not saying we don't need to supplement. I'm saying that people waste a ton of money. And this is, you know, a time to save. And if you're going to take supplements, if you're going to have a program to really, really begin to, for the first time, to know what is the best protein for me. Well, I read the other day, or I heard on CNN, or I saw this article on the internet, on Yahoo. Well, wonderful, wonderful, but is it for you? Is it specific for you? Let me give you a tremendous, tremendous example of what I'm talking about. Let's talk about green tea. We've all heard, who are in nutritionally oriented, about green tea and the polyphenols and how wonderful it is, how healthy it is. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that most people have an irritating cell level substance called green tea that's making them sick. They don't necessarily feel it, and it's at the beginning of cell level, which goes into irritation and inflammation and causing disease in the system. So that's a really good example that I like to use about green tea, because it is being marketed as being so phenomenal. Well, one size does not fit all. One size does not fit all. And that's something that we need to understand. So let's get in to what my program is all about. It doesn't matter if you're skeptical in what I'm saying. That's okay. I'm used to it. It doesn't matter whether you accept it this evening. What I'm saying to you is that the primary cause of sickness and disease in this country, in fact, all over the world, the primary cause of sickness and disease is eating incompatible foods. And I'm going to finish it with this. How do you know? It's because it's for your particular genetics. Incompatible foods for your specific genetics. And as I mentioned earlier before the phone call, there is a philosophy that's over 100 years old called lectinology. If you go on the internet, you'll read next to nothing about it, unfortunately, because it's over a century old, and it talks simply about protein substances that are in each and every food and liquids that we drink. And here's what happens. If this food, let's say broccoli, okay? If this broccoli is good for you, you take it in, it metabolizes, it goes down through the bloodstream, it goes out to the cells of your body, and guess what? Everything works well. It breaks down beautifully. Okay, let's take mushrooms. Someone else eats mushrooms, like myself. If I used to, unknowingly, I didn't know that these lectins or protein substances in these mushrooms that are out there, all varieties, are irritating to my cells. And if it is irritating to your cells, you then get inflammation. You wonder where is that going? Where are these problems happening? You'll see that this makes sense, a lot of sense. It happens where your predispositions are, the weaknesses from your genetics, upline, great-great-grandparents and grandparents and parents on down to you. Those are the weaknesses. Why does this person get cancer? And why does this person have heart disease? And why does this person get breast cancer, etc.? And it does make a difference with genes and genetics. Someday, I doubt that it'll be in my lifetime, I believe that someday there will be accurate machines that will be able to do what I'm doing now, vibrational healing, vibrational medicine, and it will pick up what I pick up as compatibility and incompatibility. So the primary cause, not all, but the primary cause of sickness and disease is eating incompatible foods for our particular genetics. And unfortunately, the blood type books that originally came out were not specific enough. And as I mentioned earlier, every white body who is a type O, if there are five or six that I'm checking, all of them are going to be different. So this is very, very specific and taking it, raising the bar, and giving high vibrational frequency to the food and the water that we put into our body. It is not, as I said earlier, a diet. I am not interested in laying out a Weight Watchers diet for you. I've done all of that in my past, or an Atkins diet. I am saying to you that if you will follow, really averaging just 80% of these 500 foods that I go through, and by the way, it's a seven pages of these foods by category, that you will know that philosophically you might want to be a vegetarian. Now, I am speaking about myself. Many, many years ago, I believed so strongly about the green earth that is the big hit today. And I'm 71 years old, everybody, so I've been around a while. And right now, I know that I would be very, very unhealthy if I continued to be a vegetarian, because biochemically, I'm not built that way. My genetics are not that way. So philosophically, it's wonderful. It's good for the earth, and we're not slaughtering animals, et cetera, et cetera. So this is what I run into quite a bit, who people that want to or hear about low fat. Again, it is a one-size-fits-all. Low fat is not for everyone. Do you know that there are now studies and research showing not only with statins, cholesterol drugs that are slowing down the making of cholesterol in the liver, but it is affecting the brains of people who in the myelin sheath who need, particularly elderly people, who need that cholesterol to help make their brains work properly, and they're being deprived of it because they're on these statin drugs, and they're getting dementia. There are ties to that. There are ties to it with Alzheimer's. So low fat is good for my wife, who is 70, a year younger than me, but it's not good for me to have such low fat. And I might want to just tell you right now that my wife and I take no medical drugs or over-the-counter medicines. We don't take any high blood pressure medicine. We don't take any heart medicine. We don't take any cholesterol medicines. We do it naturally, and we do it through our program for our specific genetics. I'm not telling people that all drugs are evil. There are miraculous things that are done. There are emergencies. If somebody is having a heart attack, I can't give them my eating plan to help them through it. That's an emergency. Reconstructive surgery. Many, many things that are needed. People are loading up. You probably read. They're loading up on all of these medicines, and then they're going out and they're taking drugs, and it's interfering with their blood thinners, and it's driving the doctors and the pharmacists nuts because they're guessing and they're thinking that they need this and that. So there are many, many seniors who are taking fistfuls of medicines, and the more medicines that you take, the more opportunities you have for negative side effects, which creates a problem somewhere else in your body based on your predisposition. So we are very fortunate. The genetics in my family and my wife's family is nothing to brag about. It's very normal with heart attacks and cancer and so forth. And we're very blessed because we just follow this program, and we have very good blood profiles, and we're very, very fortunate. And this is what we're bringing to other people who want to get on the program, who are tired of going from doctor to doctor. They're tired of going to the health food store and deciding what's the latest pill, what's the latest fruit juice that I can drink. First of all, they may be predisposed to be a diabetic, and they're drinking tons of juice every day or eating tons of fruit, and it goes on and on and on. So with this particular eating plan, it is the primary cause of sickness and disease. And if you do that program, that is a major part of what the healing is all about. However, it can't be done just with that eating plan. You'll be a lot further ahead than the people all around you and your cousins and everybody else that is out there. And the older you get, the more you're going to see how sick people are getting around you, and it's become so common, it's called normal, and it isn't. And it's really not health management, is it? It's disease management. It's not a health program that we're trying to fix. It's disease management. Why not prevent, and why not catch at early stages, which I'm able to do, before things get too advanced? And then I mention right now, folks, that I check before I start with anybody to see if I can help them, because I cannot help everybody. People with advanced stages of cancer, Alzheimer's, many other diseases in the body, I cannot help them. In the early stages, in the very early stages, up to 1.5 stage of cancer in the body, and very, very early stages of dementia and many other problems in plaque that I mentioned earlier, that's not, 80% and 90% blockage, that I'm able to help. So I don't waste your time and your money. I tell you right up front, can I help you or I can't help you? And that's the way I do it, and I've got plenty of business of people who I can help. So I'm not out to just grab a buck and hope that it works, because I know up front, and it is very, very accurate, what's going on. So let's move to the second part of the program, and that is about supplementation. I've touched on some of this already during the last 30, 35 minutes, and that is it's guesswork to take isolated synthetic chemicals called a multivitamin and put that into your system and expect your body to recognize it as a food source, take it in, and benefit at cell level. It just doesn't work that way. And the body looks at that as an isolated synthetic chemical. If you take food and food sources of supplements, that's a tremendous advantage, a tremendous advance towards the typical drugstore multivitamin or discount operations that are out there. However, even then, if I take four of you and you were sitting in my office here in Atlanta, Georgia tonight, and I checked your supplements and I moved them around from one person to another, I can assure you they're not going to be right for any of you. And this is what I do when people come to me and I do the consultation and that eating plan. I get into what is being assimilated in the cell level, absorbed and assimilated, and what is the life force, for lack of a better expression. Does it have a high vibrational frequency? I will tell you that I spent over 2 years putting together what I started out to put together as a multivitamin, And I ended up with three different products. And I went almost all over the world, but I didn't leave my computer. And that is because with this God-given gift, I'm able to put my hand up to the computer and pick up the vibrational frequencies of the particular manufacturers, okay? The integrity of it, of those products. Are they overheated? Are they telling you it's got something in it and it's about 50% and they are passing it through on a label, which they can get away with sometimes? And so after that two-year period, I put together with these three specific products, and you can go to my website. I'll give you that information now. Info, I-N-F-O, at Dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G, for health, dowsingforhealth.com. Info at dowsingforhealth.com. And then you can read about the dowsing and click on to my other website, which is our products. So because I can have spent that time and made sure of the life force, when you make a product, did you run it through a laboratory and did it get mixed in, and when you mixed it with other things, did the chemistry of it change and not work anymore? And this happens over and over and over when I check these supplements. And so I put together very, very healing substances, and they're all food-based. But they're not the typical food-based and green foods that when you go into the health food store or get on the Internet that's going to necessarily work. Why not be sure about it? Why not quit guessing? And I have had people down, I'm going to pick on some elderly people down in the state of Florida, certainly no names mentioned, but that I worked with, and I'm telling you that there are hundreds, several hundred dollars, early thousands of dollars a year that people have suitcases full of these vitamins. And I go through them with them, and they look at $700 and $800 worth of stuff that's not even working. So why spend that kind of money? And you'll say, well, I'll get it for my food. I don't think so. Not in this day and time, because in this day and time, the soils are eroded. And now, when you, I'm in Atlanta, and if I have from Danielle, if in her area, in San Jose, California, if they ship stuff here to the stores, and because the prices have gone up and the delivery cost and everything else have gone up, guess what happens? These people store this food. And when they store and refrigerate the food, after a period of time, it loses its freshness. And I have a fun time when I go into the different stores and health food stores that carry organic food. So what if it's organic? If it's dead food, what good is that doing your body? Why are you spending that extra money when it doesn't have a high vibrational frequency to it? You're better off buying a regular carrot that doesn't bend in half and eat that because it's fresher. So the supplements are very, very crucial. I mentioned about the heart, which is many. There's theories about beriberi and B vitamin deficiency with heart disease that has its origin, and many other factors. I need to get a little water here. Many other factors that are involved. So I just wanted to touch on that. And last, I wanted to mention a specific water that I have under my own private labeling. It's not in the stores. It's not in the health food stores. In fact, you won't even find it on the internet. And for those people who might have seen the movie, What the Bleep, and if there's people out there listening tonight that ever saw that movie, that was a metaphysical movie, and it talked about the quantum physics used for this specific energy water, and this specific energy water vibrates like perfect living water that used to be, is a little left, that used to be on this earth. And so I was very privileged, after a lot of searching and investigation, to be able to have this water for my clients. And I wanted to spend a few minutes about it because I can assure you it's not the pentahydrate, it's not the smart water, it's not the stupid water that's out there in all of these other names, because they add chemicals to water and they change the vibration of it. They change the biochemistry of that water, and what is that? That's a foreign substance to the body. The body's got to take its time now and get rid of it, and get rid of that because it's a toxin. And what I'm talking about is that through the use of quantum physics, and it is a very protected patent on it, and we are not allowed to know how it's done. And frankly, I don't care. All I'm interested is that it works for me and my wife and all the clients. And incidentally, I have clients not just around the United States, but we also have them in Canada that deal with me. And the Canadian people are very open, and they are very interested in going different directions because they know that their traditional medicine is not the ultimate answer for everyone. So with this water, I want to mention a Nobel Prize winner from 1931, Otto Warburg from Germany. And Dr. Warburg discovered back in the early 30s that if the cells of our body are oxygenated at least 60 to 65% and stay that way, that an environment is created for cancer cells and early stages of tumors they can't live in it. It's too high oxygen. They die off. And so this water not only brings that cell oxygenation. Well, how do you know that, Dr. Needle? Sounds like a good theory. Well, it's been proven, and I can tell you, I've had cancer patients, one in Ohio, who came back after he was on my program for 3 months, and there was no traces of cancer in his system, and he had it earlier. And so it works in high, in its cell oxygenation. The question comes up, can't I go and do aerobics and get the same benefits? Absolutely not. Okay. You will bring in more oxygen into your body. You'll feel better. You'll feel a lot better because you're oxygenated, but not at the cell level. Number two, you're being hydrogenated, which you're not with just drinking a ton of water every day. If somebody is truly hydrated, if they are really hydrated at cell level, okay, if they happen to go to chiropractors, they find that they don't need to go to chiropractors as often because their spine and their bones and their system holds together from the hydration much better than if they were dehydrated. And you can look at people's skin and see how wrinkled they are, particularly younger people, and they say, well, I'm outside all the time. They still should not look that way. It's coming from the inside. It's not just the antioxidant, okay, and the free radicals are damaging the system because that person is not hydrated. So that is number two. Number three, if any of you out there have ever tried either fasting, I know I have, or taking colonics, I haven't done that, or liver cleanses, gallbladder cleanses, doing a winter cleanse, or just going on that fast, juice fast, water fast, how would you like to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, very, very silently and gradually detoxifying the lymphatic system? You don't have to jump on a rebounder to get that. You can be cleansing from top to the bottom of your toes every day, 24 hours a day, and you will find that there will not be a need for these costly cleanses, foot baths. Certainly you get out cleanses with a foot bath for those that understand what I'm talking about or know about them. It's okay if you don't. But if these people, you're getting out toxins, but where are you tomorrow when it's time to detoxify again or next week or next month? So you're getting 24/7 detoxification. You're being hydrated and extremely important with cell oxygenation. Keeping that high oxygenated cell level. So when we take eating the right foods for your genetics, and I hear this all the time, Dr. Needle, I eat right. What is eating right? What does that mean, eating right? You have no clue, and I didn't either. You know, early in my practice, I didn't have this knowledge. It's been an evolution. And I am very blessed that in this same generation that I'm in now, that I've been able to not only help my wife and I, but be able to spread the word and get this information out. And let's talk about the people who are metaphysical out there, who are very spiritual. Okay, you need a clean body. If you are out there and you are meditating, why not raise the vibrational frequency of your system by feeling better, where you're detoxified, your brain is clearer, you look better, you look younger, you're more energetic, and when you do these meditations, you are closer to God, and you're raising that vibrational frequency. So there's many, many wonderful benefits, not just because they are physical, but as we all know, the spiritual and the mental and the physical, they're all, you know, working together. So we're going back and we're looking at this program and we're saying again to really go over and sum up the differences is not treating a symptom. My program is out there to remove the causes, to know that you will be eating. Suppose you've heard that soy protein is good for you. You've read that maybe soy protein is not good for you. Your nutritional chiropractor says it's horrible. Genistein is poisonous. That's one size fits all. Why are there so many discrepancies with vitamin A and vitamin D and vitamin C? Because we're all different. And if soy was so bad, the Asian population seems to be going pretty strong. How can that be bad for everybody's genetics? Just because you live in America? I don't think so. We didn't always live here. So, what about these different diets that are out there? You may be, or taking some of the food programs where you buy 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 1 month or whatever, and you're buying this food, yes, you're going to lose weight, but what is that doing at the cell level to your body? Are those foods compatible genetically for you? Are they really? I'll bet you in most cases they're not. If you're lucky, by just accidentally eating the food that comes to your doorstep, but that doesn't make it right, but you'll certainly lose weight. My job is not primarily to see how much weight you will lose, because this is not a weight loss program, but what happens is we do have people who drop weight because they're finally getting the food that they are genetically, that their individual blueprint says this is right for this person. This is right for you. And when the cells are satisfied, you burn more fat, everything works better, all the energy level, metabolism is raised, and weight loss will occur. So I'm going to hang up tonight. I appreciate all of you listening in. I want to give my office number again for you to call me during the week, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. This is a free consultation. It's not going to cost you to call me toll-free, or am I going to ask that you pay me? I'm here to let you know where you are with your health, what I can do for you, if I can do for you, and I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to your calls. Hope you'll listen in next week. God bless.